flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey in with you tonight here until 10:35. Thanks so much for finding us. Let's go out to the fan hotline right now where we find the one and only Ed Bouchette, longtime Post-Gazette Steelers writer. Ed, what's going on? How are you this evening?
I'm great, Jason. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for coming on and joining me. I appreciate it. I really appreciate your perspective on this, Ed. There's so much being talked about with what Ben said, with what James Harrison said. As somebody who has been around the team for as long as you have, did that, I don't know, raise a hair on your head, raise an eyebrow? Did you think it was something, or have you seen this happen, you know, 15 other times that you can count? Where did it land with you?
You mean the fact they're speaking out or what they said?
Both.
I
guess both. I want to get into the second part of that, but the fact that they're speaking out the way they did, was it surprising at all?
No, it wasn't. You know, let's face it. Jerry called Ben. Ben didn't pick up the phone and want to rant to Jerry. You know, that's what reporters do.
He's answering
a
question.
Reach out. A lot of people, from what I saw, said that why is Ben talking? Well, Jerry called him and asked him some questions. I remember, you know, I started covering the Steelers at the Post-Gazette in the 80s, and I remember when they were going bad. This is probably about 86 when they went 6-10. Dwight White, one of the Steel Curtain front four, somebody called him and said, what do you think about this defense, which was terrible at the time? And he called it soft and cheesy. And that went forever, you know.
Yep.
I mean, and you had guys from the 70s start commenting on the Steelers in the 80s because they were going bad, and, you know, they weren't very hospitable comments. So that's what you expect. I mean, and things aren't as bad now as they were in the 80s, but they are in a rut. And I'm not saying because they haven't won a playoff game in 6 years. I don't know what one playoff win would do. You know, it didn't do much for Baltimore this year.
Yeah.
You know, your goal is a Super Bowl, but this team isn't a Super Bowl contender, and it's far from it. And I think that's what Ben was saying.
So how do they get out of the rut, Ed? Like, it's not just going to be one thing.
You got to just keep pounding away.
Yeah.
There's very many ways to do it, and the biggest way is to get the right quarterback. You know, I thought Russell Wilson did a nice job this year, and they didn't provide him with a lot of offensive help, you know, especially in the receivers. And the line fell apart, I thought, as the year went on. The defense actually didn't play as well as it had either, but he's not the answer. He's a plug-in guy, and you know, at the end of his career, and he's had a very nice career. And I don't know if Justin Fields is the guy or not. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of him with the Steelers. But until you get that quarterback, Jason, you're going to be spinning your wheels. But they do have, as Ben said, and I agree with him, they have more problems than quarterback. They're going to get the quarterback some receivers. They better hope that offensive line gels, because they've sunk a lot of high draft picks into it and some free agents. And the defense is starting to fall apart. So, you know, it's not an easy fix. It really isn't.
There's been some talk, and we're chatting with Ed Bouchette, a longtime Steelers writer of the Post-Gazette, here on the Fan Evening Show, but about trading T.J. Watt, Ed. I don't think that's likely. Maybe you feel differently, but is that even a smart strategy? Is that something that is in the same solar system of possibilities, or is that just silly to ponder because he's going to remain here?
Well, you know, I know there's a I've talked to a fan, a friend of mine, who said, how could they ever get rid of T.J. Watt? He's a Steeler forever. Well, there is that, you know, but what are you getting from that? What's T.J. going to be this year? Is he 31, coming up on 31, right?
Yep, correct.
And then you've got to give him a new contract because he's going in the last year of his contract. Is he going to have another hold-in until he gets one? And how close are you to appreciating the value for him that he's going to help you get to a Super Bowl? And he has to think of that too. You know, do I want to get to a Super Bowl, or do I want to stay a Steeler the rest of my life? Look, some great Steelers have gone on to play elsewhere. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. It's hard sometimes, you know, the Rod Woodsons of the world, Franco, you know, you can go up and down a list of even young guys like, Chad Brown, they shouldn't have let leave.
Yeah,
but if you could get real good value for him, I mean, I would consider it. They're not going to. I don't think they're going to. I'd consider it. I'd consider him and Minka, and I'd certainly get rid of the wide receiver one way or the other. I want to get rid of him as like tomorrow.
You talk about Van Jefferson at. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we're both on the same page.
Yeah, I look at it and say, what are we clinging to here? You know, if on the left hand there's a bunch of frustration over not getting anything done, then why are we going to get mad if they, you know, deviate from that strategy? But anyway.
Yeah, you're not going to trade him for a third round pick. I'm not talking that. I'm talking about getting some real value for him. If you can get it, I'd do it. What the heck? You know, let's go. You're spinning your wheels. You might as well try something different.
Yep. Ed, one more thing I wanted to ask you relative to the comments made by James Harrison and Ben Roethlisberger.
I missed the James Harrison comments.
Oh, yeah. I had them up here. Let me.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you don't have to repeat them.
No, if I'm the head coach of a football team and I've been the head coach of the football team for however long, team's not doing well, that has to fall on my shoulders. Harrison said, you know, the standard is not the standard anymore, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's similar to what Ben said to Jim.
Well, you know, he's not happy with Mike anyway because for a couple of reasons. They traded him and then they benched him when they could throw him back. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, the standard is the standard. It feels like a saying now. It's not something you actually see, was another quote from Harrison.
Oh, that's true. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody's debating the validity of what these guys said. I certainly am not, but I was curious and I wanted to ask you, how are they received inside the Steelers facility? Like, do people hear that? Are they moved by it? Or are they that entrenched that it's like, you know, the outside world, I don't care if you're a former player, you say whatever you want, like, we're going to do us. Like, how do you think they're received inside the facility?
Well, I would think that Mike would call it elevator music, but I would think Art Rooney is taking it seriously. Because you have some of these great players start doing that, and you have to take it seriously. It's not just fans anymore. You know, it's not just the media anymore. It's guys who put on the line for you and were great players and remember the great days. And, you know, they're being critical. And you can, if it was one or two, you know, maybe you go, and it depends on who.
Yeah.
But you get a Hall of Famer and a close to be almost Hall of Famer doing that. I think I think it carries some weight. I really do.
Yeah. Ed, at this point, as far removed from the season as we are, they haven't done anything as far as coordinators. Are you sort of operating under the assumption that Arthur Smith and Terrell Austin are back, or is there still a possibility of them making a change at those spots?
No, I think by now, although I'm trying to remember when Bruce Arians was forced out, and I can't remember the time of year that happened. But, you know, the good ones are going to be gobbled up by now or under contract, and you can't get them. So you have to look at, if you fire a guy now, who are you going to hire? I remember when they the Dallas Cowboys hired Chan Gailey late in the year as their head coach, and the Steelers like were in panic mode. They didn't know they couldn't find an offensive coordinator, and then they found one and they wound up firing him after 1 year. Didn't work out. So I would think they're going to stay. And Terrell, Mike Tomlin's running that defense. If they're going to fire a defensive coordinator, they should fire Mike Tomlin. I mean, he's running the defense.
Fire him as coordinator, but keep him as a head coach.
Yeah. Well, maybe they should consider that. Maybe he should consider that, letting people run it, because – they haven't been very good on defense, and they're the highest paid defense in the league, and they fell apart, and you know, I know they have holes, but whose fault is that?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ed, you mentioned, you know, that they were up against it. I forget the word you used, but, you know, sort of the rough patch that we're seeing here. Does it remind you of anything else, any other times that you've covered, that you saw, that you were around for the Steelers? And, you know, is it different in any way? Like, what would your best comp be to this period of time with the Steelers?
Well, the only other time would have been either the 80s, when they didn't have a set quarterback. You know, they were bouncing around a bunch of guys. Or the late 90s, which was pretty much the same thing. I mean, Cordell, Mike Tomczak, Ken Graham, you know, they were going through a bunch of quarterbacks, and they went 3 years without making the playoffs. Including 6-10, which enabled them to get Ben. But that was probably it. from 98 to 2000, those three years, Jason. They didn't have their set quarterback. They didn't, you know, Mike Tomlin, Bill Cowher was under fire, just like Mike. A lot of people said, I got to move on from Tomlin or from Cowher. He's lost it. You know, he's not the same guy, blah, 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 blah. Well, we know what happened after that. You know, they wound up being pretty successful and winning a Super Bowl. But they also found their quarterback. And, again, I go back to that. Till you get the guy, you're not going to be any good.
Yeah. A couple more minutes with Ed Bouchette, former Post-Gazette Steelers writer here on the Fan Evening Show. But, Ed, what would you do at quarterback? Would you go with Justin Fields? Doesn't sound like you'd go with Russell Wilson. Would you go door number three? How would you solve that at least for 2025?
Yeah, I would go with Fields. And I'd still be looking. When I say looking, you know, I'd be looking in the draft. I'm not looking around at any other quarterback in the league because, you know, the Sam Darnold, somebody like that you bring in, it's more stopgap stuff. I don't want stopgap stuff. I want to find my next guy. Fields is young enough. Find out about him this year. And if you want, draft a guy. Not maybe first round, and it's not a great year for quarterbacks, but, hey, you might hit it. You know, they hit it with Neil O'Donnell. They just didn't – it didn't finally work out. Other teams have hit it with later picks. Philly's got a second-round pick. You can find guys there, but you can't count on them. So maybe draft a guy to be your backup. Go with Fields. See what happens. And, you know, next year – wash, rinse, and start over again.
Rinse, wash, repeat.
Right. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. Kind of mixed it up.
Last one, Ed. Who do you like this weekend? Who do you like Sunday?
Well, who I like and who I'm rooting for may be two different things.
Same.
I grew up kind of a little bit of an Eagles fan, so I'm going to still root for them. But I wouldn't put it past the Commanders because they're kind of magical the way the Steelers were in 05. And I'm rooting for Buffalo because, you know, I covered all four of Buffalo's Super Bowl sad stories, you know. And I guess I'd like to see them get there and win one.
All right. Ed Bouchette, thanks so much, Ed. I appreciate it, man. Great talk as always. It's always a pleasure.
All right, Jason. Thank you.
All right, take care. It's Ed Bouchette, the absolute best. Just one of the nicest people. Obviously did a tremendous job covering the Steelers. I talk about it every time I have Ed on. I've looked up to Ed all of my life and now to call him a friend. It's awesome driving to games. You know, we'll be on the road and Jerry will be driving and Ray will be in the passenger seat and I'm in the back, sometimes with Brian Batko, sometimes not. And Jerry will call Ed, and Ed will be on speakerphone, and we'll just be BS and always a good time. But Ed knows a heck of a lot about the Steelers, and I was very curious to get his perspective on what we saw from Roethlisberger and James Harrison. I thought there was some fascinating stuff there.